Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. What are 3 questions young couples should ask a financial advisor or attorney before they get married? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I interviewed Edward Tannenbaum, a tax and estate planning attorney and partner in the New York office of Alston and Byrd, LLP. Edward Tannenbaum said, question number 1. Should they purchase a home immediately in order to build equity, or rent a home or apartment? And if renting is appropriate, for how long? Question number 2. When the couple is ready to purchase a home, how will they determine the maximum mortgage that they can assume? And what fraction of the purchase price should they expect to pay out of their own funds? Question number 3. What are the benefits to entering into a prenuptial agreement, and is the recommendation to enter into such an agreement dependent upon the amount of assets that they have? I continued my conversation with Ed Tannenbaum, and I asked him what's the most overlooked issue by couples, young and older, who are considering combining their assets, and he replied, couples who plan to combine their assets usually do not consider the estate tax and creditor implications or the impact in case of a divorce. Quite often, the overall estate tax impact and the ability of creditors to attach the assets of the debt-free spouse can be lowered by keeping assets in separate accounts. Also, if a divorce occurs, separate property, such as property acquired by gift or bequest, that is not commingled, will to some degree not be subject to the claims of the other spouse in many states. More details on this conversation with this tax specialist in my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.